Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6 for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9 FM.
101.9 FM in Vancouver.
5 o'clock Tuesday, it's time for Discorder Radio. So much happening this week in music, and there are at least three reasons that we're kicking the show off today with the Zolas. Tell you all about it after Molotov Girls on CITR. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, the Zolas with Molotov Girls to kick it off today. What's up? The crew is back. Liz Holliday on my left.
Hello.
Matt Muse on my right.
Howdy.
Good to see you guys back in full effect as school is in full effect as well.
Yeah, I think I'm the only one who's actually in school right now, so I'm the sole student representative.
That is correct. I am not in school, and I am so glad about it. I, like, got on campus. I see all these people, like, milling around and the poster sale going on at the window. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with any of that nonsense.
Well, it's funny. I'm kind of the opposite because I can't get any work done at home, so I've actually been coming to UBC to get some work done because I feel like being in the having everybody else having like a purpose and getting their work done and whatnot is inspiring me to like
find your purpose.
I've been hanging out in the sub the last couple of days in one of the free internet terminals upstairs and thoroughly enjoying my time.
One of those people who just sort of like feeds off the energy of others. You like need other people to be doing stuff to feel energized.
Completely. Youth. Yes. Vampirizing our energies.
Yes. It's keeping me keeping me young and motivated. Thank you, everybody.
Good.
At UBC. You're wearing the UBC t-shirt today. So proud.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, UBC is back in full effect. And this past Friday was the Welcome Back Barbecue. Although this is actually the first Welcome Back Barbecue / block party that I have not attended since I pretty well started at UBC.
Where were you?
I was at an event at Stanley Park called Unbuckled, which was a Western-style saloon. It was pretty cool. Wet Ape, who put on Center of Gravity and the Kaloha Festival. They also are the guys that run the Imperial, the venue at Main and Hastings, put on this event, kind of a Calgary Stampede minus the animals, meets Stanley Park. And, I was part of the, logistics team, and we turned Brockton Oval into this Western style saloon, complete with hay barrels, pallet jacks and pallet fences and lots of Western decor. It was actually a real hootin' good old time.
Did you wear cowboy boots?
No, I did not.
That was an error.
Oh, well, I was part of the build team, so I need to have like some, you know, appropriate footwear.
Okay, all right.
But I did get my cowboy hat and kind of donned a bit of a Western accent toward the end of the day.
You sound very like you're from Georgia.
That's a Southern accent.
Oh, well...
Western, Southern, same thing.
At the time, things were rocking and rolling.
So no one could tell.
Anyway, you know, and we'll talk a bit more about that. I don't know if we have to say much more about it, but the matinee played. It was an amazing day. It didn't really get much advertising, but they had 1,500 people in attendance from 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock. It was a daytime event, and everybody had... had a hoot and holler and good old time. and the matinee put on a great performance. We're going to hear from the matinee later in the show, but I wanted to just quickly keep on track with UBC. So was any of you guys, were you here on Friday for the Welcome Back Barbecue?
No.
Wow. It's funny because, Matt, you've been to pretty well every one of the last...
Nope.
but previously, I think all of us have been to at least the last few of the Welcome Back Barbecue / block parties.
I guess block parties, but...
It's essentially the same thing. One is the first week of school. One's the last week of school.
They are the same. But I intentionally avoided it myself.
Mm.
Judged based off of my experience at the block party at the end of last year.
Mm.
But
I think it peaked. Yeah. I think that with the new venue over on Granary Road, there's no grass. It's just a parking lot. In my opinion, it kind of peaked. So I was happy to call it quits after... after last year and Chromeo playing Jealous twice.
Yeah, in the rain.
So that was it for at least our involvement with the Welcome Up Barbecue. And CITR was doing the live broadcast as well for a number of years, but that's not happening anymore either. But nonetheless, we thought we'd at least give it to some mention, considering that there was thousands of UBC students that were there this past weekend, or this past Friday, I should say, and the bands included Dirty Radio, the very overproduced young
strapping white men.
Yes.
With close, like, nice haircuts. I'm not disappointed that we missed them.
Nor am I.
Upon hearing a second of their music.
And they might be nice guys, but just incredibly overproduced sound.
Yeah.
It's funny, on their website, there's nothing about in their bio. You can buy their tune on iTunes. You can buy their merch, but there's no bio about the band.
Again, I am going to say this. I'm going to say it on air. I believe that they may be made up. They may be like a construction of a record company. You know, like that movie Simone, or like Gorillaz, or like
Prozac.
Prozac, like we were talking about before. They're not real. That's my that's my theory about Dirty Radio.
Could be.
We'll see. Well, you heard it here first.
Could
we can start
UBC
a conspiracy.
Version. Yeah. If you have information on Dirty Radio, feel free to pipe in and let us know. Send us a message on our Facebook page or Twitter, Discorder Radio. Or you can email us, discorder.radio@citr.ca. Who did play, though, was the Zolas, who we heard off the top.
Yes.
We're going to hear more about their involvement of music things happening this week. There's a little festival coming up next weekend. We're going to talk about that later in the show. Zolas are involved with that. Zolas also played at an event this past Sunday, the Queen Elizabeth Park 75th Bash, We'll also talk about that. I'm starting a lot of tangents here, so maybe we should just get into the music. But I do also want to mention that Kashmir Cat was the headliner on Friday at UBC, and the band that played between Zola's and Kashmir Cat was Dragonette, the electronic act from Toronto, made up of Joel Stauffer, Dan Kurtz, formerly of the New Deal, and Martina Sorbara. And we're going to play their brand new track right now. The track is called Let the Night Fall by Dragonette. And stick around for Delhi to Dublin right after this. A bit of a 1-2 dancey puncher in Discorded Radio.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM.
concentrate.
The Eclectic Stylings of Delhi to Dublin on Discorder Radio CITR 101.9. That's the brand new single Fool's Gold from the album We're All Desi, a title that Matt Muse is just constantly giggling over.
I wouldn't say giggling. I just think it's a really good name for an album.
It is. It is. I kind of wonder who Desi is.
Desi is that's it refers to like the South Asian people in general. It comes from a Sanskrit word meaning country, basically. So if you say that's really Desi, it would be something that reminds a South Asian person of home, maybe.
Nice.
Like a particular dish or a particular song that you hear on the radio. Oh, this is a really Desi sounding song or something like that.
Nice. Thank you, Matt, for that.
That's the more you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why it's a good title.
Well, I mean, Delhi to Dublin is a real they've got a real mishmash of individuals from all over the world. Definitely some Bollywood influences there as well. They actually met and formed at the in 2006 in Vancouver at the Vancouver Celtic Music Festival. So they've got a mishmash of Bhangra and Celtic and funk influences. But yeah, Delhi to Dublin played this past weekend as part of the Queen Elizabeth Park 75th anniversary bash along with Zolas, who we played off the top, mm-hmm. As well as Hot Panda, who are also no stranger to CITR. Delhi to Dublin are also involved with another festival that's happening this weekend.
Oh, really?
We keep teasing this festival. I think
which one could it be?
For those that are in the know, you know what we're talking about. We're going to shift later in the show to make a bit of a focus on this festival. But in the meantime, we'll keep you guessing. But yeah, both Delhi to Dublin and Zolas, who were involved in the QE Park 75th anniversary bash, which I heard was just a great old time on Sunday afternoon, people dancing around in bare feet in the grass. They're both going to be making the trek over to this nearby festival happening this weekend. And yeah, ahead of that, we played Dragonette, and that was the track.
Let the Night Fall.
Thank you.
Yes.
Who played the Welcome Back Barbecue on Friday. Yeah, so lots of new music. We're All Desi comes out this Friday from Delhi to Dublin. Another album that just recently came out. Matt, I'll let you shed more light on this one.
Oh, yeah. So we played this guy a little bit this summer in anticipation of this album. But our boy Chaos, Kevin Barretten, from Toronto, but, you know, you can see him all over Vancouver.
He's always all over Vancouver.
Yeah. Wade seems to see him more often than I do, but...
I've seen him. I feel like bumping him at least once every 6 months.
Yeah. Well, in any case, he's got a new album out. It's called... what is it called? It's called Can't Fly Without Gravity. It's got a fantastic album cover. It's very, like, 80s blockbuster style, like, I don't know, Back to the Future. Or what did you say it looked like, Wade?
The Wiz.
Yeah.
That Fred Savage Nintendo movie from the late 80s.
Yeah, so it's art that looks a lot like that. And
the CN Tower is getting some prominence.
Yeah, and in that spirit, I wanted to play the most 80s-sounding song on the record, which is called Steel Sharpened Steel. It's got this very, like, 80s glam rock, almost like... Phoenix Thunderbird kind of sound. So yeah, this is Steel Sharpens Steel, and then in brackets, Still in Love by Chaos off his new record. Let's check it out.
Just a game. By your side, baby girl.
Which wrong is
Yo, what's up? This is Chaos. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9. Peace.
Bard on the Beach is under the tents at Vanier Park and going strong to September 26th. Come see a dark and hilarious comedy of errors done steampunk style, or discover a world premiere. Shakespeare's Rebel is filled with romance, political twists, and sword fighting that's up close and thrilling. All Rebel tickets are just $20 for students, and there's a low youth price for all the plays. Go to bardonthebeach.org now for details and to buy tickets.
Pop Montreal International Music Festival will run from September 16th to 20th. The 14th edition of the festival is the biggest yet and will take over Montreal for a five-day extravaganza of music, art, and film. Highlights include Thurston Moore, Ott, Giorgio Moroder, Viet Cong, Babes in Toyland, and over 400 more artists, bands, workshops, artist talks, a fashion show, a record fair, and an artisanal market. Tickets, passes, packages, and more info at popmontreal.com.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
We were all-
Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, The Matinee from We'd Swore We'd See the Sunrise. That was the track Young and Lazy. That one was going over very, very well on Saturday afternoon in Stanley Park, Brockton Oval, exactly as part of the Unbuckled Western Style Saloon Ultimate Barbecue event. It was a great afternoon. Over 1,500 people in attendance, all in cowboy hats, boots, donning their best Western accents, of which I am not able to do, as we learned earlier in the show.
We'll work on it.
And another nice positive is that a portion of the proceeds from Unbuckled on Saturday went toward the Music Heals Charitable Foundation as well. So good times. And then we heard the Matinee, local guys from Vancouver. And guess what? They, too, are playing this mysterious festival that we keep alluding to.
Ooh.
Yes. We will cover that in about two, maybe another 10, 12 minutes time.
Okay.
But that festival is not in Vancouver. It's close by. But let's bring things to the heart of what Discorder Radio is all about, the audio baby of Discorder Magazine. And let's focus on what's happening in local music and in our lovely magazine and the brand new September issue.
Yes, let us do that. Speaking of the brand new September issue, we're about halfway through the month. If you have not had a chance to pick up the issue yet, there are tons and tons of copies lying all around, ton at our station right here. If any of you folks that are standing outside our window right now want to pick some up, I don't think they're listening to me. That's fine.
Look, they're waving at us.
Hello, friends.
Yes.
Oh, they're embarrassed. But anyway, if you want to pick up a copy of Discorder Magazine, it is not too late. We still got another in about 2.5 weeks. On page 55 of this month's edition of Discorder is a nice little feature by Keegan Perlett about TV Ugly. They are a four-piece, Allie, Rage, Gal, and Dan, I believe. Allie, I want to say, is a member who's also in Supermoon, which is cool because we play them a lot, and they're really good. You'll recognize her vocals on there. So they are garbage pop punk, which is kind of something you've heard before, but something that they do a little uniquely is they describe themselves in this feature as a pop culture oriented band. So both TV Ugly and the name of their EP, Yankee Cola, which actually just dropped today. So this is the first day that you can get your hands on that. It's also a Name Your Price on Bandcamp. So if you like what you're about to hear from them, that's pretty easily accessible. But both the name of their EP and their band name are Simpsons references. TV Ugly apparently is a reference to an episode where Mo gets plastic surgery, and they talk about how, I guess, pre-plastic surgery, he tried to try out for a soap opera and was told that, or they made reference to the concept of being TV ugly, where you're good-looking enough to play an ugly person on TV.
Right.
Like, you're just good-looking enough to be TV ugly. So that is a reference for the band name. I don't know if anyone out there, big Simpsons fan, would be able to catch what the Yankee Cola reference is from. I don't. But it's interesting. Also, apparently, the band members met playing Simpsons trivia. So it's they're not lying about the pop culture inspiration. I'm sure there's more than just The Simpsons, but they're really rooted in a deep appreciation for that specific cultural artifact. Anyway, so on that note, we're going to play a little tune called Night Before from TV Ugly's EP Yankee Cola. You're on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Yeah. What up, what up? This is Shad. You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
The Study and Go Abroad Fair is back on Tuesday, October 6th. Meet face-to-face with top universities from around the world and start planning to travel. Learn about degrees in law, medicine, health sciences, arts, technology, pharmacy, business, hotel management, and much more. Check out our travel zone for volunteering, language programs, adventure travel, and work abroad. For more info, visit studyandgoabroad.com. Free admission.
This September 17 to 20th, Rifflandia Festival will transform Victoria, BC, featuring a diverse lineup of artists across numerous stages and pop-up venues, all within walking distance in the city's beautiful and historic downtown core.
Night, dancing naked around a fire, leaving trouble behind. Swimming in the water.
This year's acts include Chromeo, Julian Casablancas plus The Voids, Chiesa, Arkellis, and more. Visit Rifflandia.com for full details.
Sometimes you get tied down.
Hi, I'm Graham.
Hey, I'm Alex.
I'm Will.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Rob.
And we're Good for Grapes. You're listening to Discorder Radio
on CITR 101.9.
Woo!
All my sins are found to me. I was told.
Yesterday, watching the evening grow,
Discorded Radio, CITR 101.9, Good for Grapes, a band that is no stranger to Discorded Radio. We had a live in-studio interview with them this time last year, and they were actually the band that won 102,000 smackaroos in last year's Peak Performance Project. Congrats to them. They've obviously done well with that money. Went and produced a great-sounding album called The Ropes, which is going to be out next month, and that is the brand-new single called Waiting on a Ghost.
And before that, you heard The Gins with I Lied. Thank you to Ben Larson from The Gins for emailing us Discorder Radio's email. Wanted to promote their new EP, which just came out this past weekend. So if you liked what you heard, we were talking about how they sound like a little Nirvana, little baby Nirvana.
And actually, based on their photo,
they look like
three of the
too.
Members. What's the guy who emailed you?
Ben
looks a bit like a young Kurt Cobain.
He does.
The other two members look a lot like a young Chris Novoselic and a young Pat Smear.
Mm-hmm. Which, you know, if you're feeling like it's a little too derivative, don't knock it before you try it. Go check it out. But yes, Vancouver's own Nirvana, up and coming, The Gins. So thanks again, Ben, for emailing us. That was really cool, and we liked it a lot. So thanks.
Yeah. And prior to that, we heard TV Ugly with The Night Before, reference to Mo from The Simpsons, and a good little track there as well. We're going to keep it in Discorder, CITR, UBC territory for the next couple of songs, because we're still in the midst of Live at Lunch, which has been going on since the first day of school last Tuesday. So it's been a week now. We've had some great performances. including bands like Fake Tears and
Ace Martins.
Yes, they played last week as well.
Yeah, Friday.
Then this week, I had the pleasure of actually hosting yesterday and met some great people. You're down there as well, Liz. Actually, it was a nice sunny day. It was great. The sun came out for us. And we got a chance to, it was a late summer day with late spring.
Yes. Yes, that was the joke that you made yesterday, and I liked it a lot.
Thank you.
I like it just as much today.
Really? Aw, shucks.
If not more.
Late spring, yeah. They, an interesting group of people, Casey, Nat, Ryan, and Nikolai from Calgary, Halifax, Seattle, and Vancouver, respectively, all met at SFU Graduate School of Arts.
Wow.
And came together, and suddenly they get themselves a band called Late Spring. They played Music Waste. Earlier this year, they played on the Friday night at Redgate with Dirty Spells and the New Values. And they are promoting this event the second Tuesday of the month at the Astoria called Art Project ? And yeah, so that's Late Spring. They played yesterday at Live at Lunch, and we're going to play a song from their self-titled album, which actually yesterday they were selling the cassette tape for only $5. And a few people bought them up as well, which is great. So we're going to play a track called Drink Pee. This is Late Spring. We're going to come back, play another band that we'll be playing live at lunch later this week. But in the meantime, Late Spring with Drink Pee on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Straight bags. Johnny Thunder.
All right, that was Shilpa Ray with Johnny Thunder's Fantasy Space Camp. She will be playing on Friday at Live at Lunch, 12 to 1. Little thing about Shilpa Ray is she's actually on tour right now. So she's from New York. She's not from Vancouver. Based out of Brooklyn. And she is going to be playing at Venue on the 17th. She's touring with Man Man. We'll be playing Venue on Thursday night and then at Live at Lunch on Friday. So that's awesome. She's a little bit of an out-of-town special event. Mm. And if you're anything like me and that was the first time you heard her and you've fallen very deeply and very quickly in love, you're going to want to check that out because I think that's going to be fantastic. So be there.
And that will close out our Live at Lunch season for
yes.
September 2015.
Going out on a high note there.
Yeah, the band that kicked it off this week was Late Spring. We heard them in the set beforehand with Drink Pea. And then tomorrow we've got Melt. Tomorrow is Melt.
Then the next day is Phono Pony.
Yes, who's one half of Still Creek Murder.
Last year's Shindig winners, yes.
There you go. So we're about the point in the show. We've covered all of what's been happening in Vancouver over the past week, stuff that's been happening in Discord and Magazine at CITR. But it's now time to move on to this surprise festival we've been talking about. And, of course, the festival is
Rifflandia.
Sorry, everybody. We heard how fuzzy that got.
Yes.
Rifflandia!
Exciting times. In fact, let me get some Rifflandia theme music in the background here, Matt.
Rifflandia. Rifflandia theme music. Rifflandia Festival, which I know you two attended last year, and Wade, you have attended the year before as well.
Yes, it's true.
As representatives of Discord Radio, this is my first year, so I'm very much looking forward to it.
One for Liz, two for Matt, three for Wade.
Whoa.
It's easy as one, two, three, just like this next track we're playing here. By the way, in the background, we've got this is Savvy with Humans, Break You In.
Savvy will be playing. Humans will not, correct?
Correct. Well, actually, no, both. So that's why we're going to play this track in the background. I think, the reason we're playing this right now in the background is because Savvy, a.k.a. Savannah Wellman of Music BC, I've seen her kicking around the festival the last couple of years. It was good to see she's got herself together, got a great little project going with Savvy. And Humans, who I've also seen the last 2 years at Rifflandia, we actually got a chance to interview them last. Matt and I, we had a nice little chat with them backstage. Peter Rick of Humans last year at Rifflandia. So here we go. This is a bit of a little mix of Savvy and Humans with the track Break You In. But for those that are not in the know, this is the 11th year, I believe. This is kind of a festival theme in the same spirit as South by Southwest. It takes place in Austin and, of course, Sled Island in Calgary, where they have a daytime event at a park in downtown Victoria, Royal Athletic Park. It's an awesome venue. The two stages are literally a two-minute walk from each other, but they're separated enough that you won't be hearing the music, and the timing is perfect, whereas one band ends on one stage, and 2 minutes later, the next band begins on the next stage. Enough time to walk there, maybe go a quick drink from the beer garden and go check out the show. It really is a great festival. And then the daytime stuff wraps up around 9:30, 10 o'clock. And then suddenly about 15 venues in town have live music from starting as early as about 9 p.m. going right up until about 2 a.m. So there's going to be over 110 artists from all over North America that are going to be at this year's Rifflandia, including names such as Modest Mouse, Chromeo, Mother, Julian Casablancas, formerly of The Strokes, now with the band The Voids, Joey Badass, Arkells, Tokyo Police Club, Big Data, Neon Indian, The Zolas, we played earlier in the show, Delia to Dublin, we played earlier in the show, The Matinee, who we also played earlier in the show, and dozens and dozens more. Any other names you guys want to throw out there? Feel free.
Oh, man. You know, wait till next week when we do our recap and get all the names. Don't you worry.
Of course, I know who Liz and I are going to be seeing on Friday night.
We're going to be seeing Jersey. Yeah. Hey, girl. Hope you're listening. Yeah. Hope you're listening out there.
Great station ID. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, so that's going to be exciting. I'm really looking forward to it. We're going to be bringing our Discorder vibes over to Victoria, bringing a big old stack of magazines to throw at people. So if you're planning to be there, look for us. We'll be the ones carrying magazines around and shamelessly self-promoting. It's going to be phenomenal.
But by self-promoting us, we're actually helping to promote you.
Yes. Yeah, yes.
Well, we're going to take.
Are you talking about me personally?
No, we're going to help promote you, as in your band.
Oh, if yes, you're playing, you, whoever you are.
We'll take a photo. We'll give you this sort of magazine. We'll tweet at you. We'll tag you in some photos for our Facebook page.
Of
course, follow us, Discord Radio on Facebook, Twitter, SoundCloud, all that good stuff.
Mm-hmm. And on that note, I think we're going to wrap it up today, playing a little bit of Japanese Girls.
Yes. It was a debate between Acres of Lions from Victoria. We wanted to at least give a shout out to a local Victoria band, but wanted to end it off with a real rocker. And these guys have been rocking it for about the last 5 years from Vancouver. The album Circulation just came out within the past year, and we're pretty excited that these guys will be playing part of Rifflandia, playing at the Sunset Room in Victoria on the Thursday night, then playing back to back Friday and Saturday night, separate venues.
Rocking it.
Yeah.
Rocking it.
So the band is Japanese Girls. Oh, and also, of course, in the spirit of CITI Radio, right after this rockin' track, we're going to play another, get right into a rockin' show with Mike and Flex Your Head.
Yay!
Stay tuned for that. Thanks so much, Liz Holliday, Matt Muse. Good to have you guys back in studio.
Oh, yeah.
Good to be back.
And it's going to be a great weekend this weekend in Victoria at Rifflandia. And keep it tuned right here on CITR for all your Rifflandia updates and whatnot.
And for everything. Everything you ever need.
Of all time.
Keep tuned.
So to close it out today, Japanese Girls and Smalls on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
smile when the glory's fading and the eyes waiting off. Kudos to the contraband of the modern man that never learned to crawl.
As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
Station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
Union Events presents Dutch symphonic metal titans Epica and Swiss folk metalers LVT co-headlining on September 22nd in Vancouver at the Vogue Theatre. Canada's The Agonist opening the show. Tickets available at Ticketfly.com.
Union Events and Stray Breakers.
That's Epica and LVT with The Agonist. September 22nd at the Vogue Theater.
I got a stack of records here.